the preacher man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. Make our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do. We grow good old tomatoes and homemade wine, and country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. Because you can't starve us out and you can't make us run. Those windmill boys raised on shotguns. We say grace and we say ma'am. If you ain't into that, we don't give a damn. We came from the West Virginia coal mines and the Rocky Mountains and the western skies. And we can skin a buck, we can run a trot line, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I had a good friend in New York City. He never called me by my name, just Hillbilly. My grandpa taught me how to live off the land, and his taught him to be a businessman. He used to send me pictures of the Broadway nights, and I'd send him some homemade wine. But he was killed by a man with a switchblade knife. For $43, my friend lost his life.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Thanks for tuning in. This is the Trump Phenomenon here on February 18th, 2020. I'm James Kelso, your host, for a brief hour together to update ourselves on the Trump Phenomenon here in the Trump era. I think more good news over the last 24 hours. And so let's share that. You're welcome to call in on anything I miss or with wisdom of your own at 800-313-9443. Let's see. Did I get all the housekeeping out of the way? Yes, I did. Housekeeping. This is something of an embarrassment. I was telling you how much I enjoyed, what a great bit of race driving the end of the Daytona 500 was. And it's not funny since somebody did get hurt. Silliness is funny, however. I was watching last year's Daytona 500. The same guy won it as won it this year. But I was saying I was hoping that nobody would get hurt in this race, and somebody did get badly hurt. And all of you, I'm probably the last person to have seen that flipped over car in the final seconds of the race, and so much so late in the race that he slid across the finish line upside down. And with sparks and flames flying from his car. So he's talking to his family. The last report I saw online was he was awake and talking to his family. And so that's That's super good news. You can break just about any bone you want in your body, but you got to keep that head intact. So I'm getting the feeling he'll be all right. But that was one heck of a race. The president sent a tweet to the injured driver, and we'll get to the president's tweets in just a moment. The best part of that race didn't even involve much in the way of race cars. The most important entry car was the Beast, the president's car. And who knows? I don't know. How fast do you think they were going? It's the Beast, which apparently weighs some, who knows how much it really weighs, but they use the number 22,000 pounds, which is more than five times heavier than your car. But the flags, the presidential flag and the U.S. flag on the front fenders, were whipping pretty hard in the wind. So I think they were doing a pretty good clip as they came around on the inside track. That was something special. I wonder whether the president will do it again next year. That could become a national tradition. We could do it five more times. How's that? Let's get to some of the we covered yesterday. Let's talk about tomorrow. Well, that's going to be pretty exciting. February 19th, the president will take the Patriot Roadshow to Phoenix, Arizona, which will be, I believe, he's going to start the program at the start of this program, 8 p.m. Central Time. And usually the president's late, predictably and suitably. That's necessary with all the security he has to, that we insist that he use. But he may be speaking during the course of our show tomorrow, so you don't want to miss that. And it gets even better, however, because we go, as you know, Dickens said, this is the best of times, this is the worst of times. So we have the best tomorrow. We also have the worst. We have, keeping the automotive metaphor going, we have the demon rat clown car coming up. And it is burning. Flames coming out of the demon rat clown car. And we'll have six clowns in the clown car tomorrow night for the demon rat dumpster fire debate, Las Vegas. Clowns include the Buttigieg, who is the guy with a husband. he's gonna have a first husband as the first whatever lady or whatever his first lady. We've got the member of the Communist Party USA, Bernie Sanders, who honeymooned with his wife in Moscow. And by the way, I listened to, I think his wife's name is Jane. I listened to Jane, and she's got her head on screwed on much straighter than her husband does. She would make a much better candidate. He ought to step aside in preference to Jane. But he won't do that. So we have the Communist Party member, Bernie Sanders. We have the storefront Indian, Pocahontas. I mean, is this a clown car or what? And we've got Joe Biden. What's the funniest thing about Joe Biden? Too much to mention there. Crazy, demented, brain damage. Then we've got Amy Klobuchar as the wannabe. I haven't thought of too much funny stuff to say about Amy Klobuchar yet. I like her nickname, Amnesty Amy. I think that's one of the proposals out there. She's a big fan of Amnesty from the state of Minnesota, the same state that sent us Ilhan Omar. Oh, wonderful. That's my neighbor, by the way. I can look into Minnesota from where I'm sitting here. And across the Red River. Ah, what happened to my neighbor Minnesotans? It wasn't the rural Minnesotans that did this. It was the city slickers. down in Minneapolis. They gave us Ilhan Omar, and they also gave us Amy Klobuchar. I think she says her name Klobuchar. Well, we'll listen to see how she says it next time. And then I left out the new man, the newest kid on the block, Michael Bloomberg. And, you know, the news on Bloomberg is getting more and more fun because what's coming out now, all this video, all these articles, Michael Bloomberg's past is now appearing before our very eyes, and he is looking really weak. But keeping with the clown idea, I mean, what could be more funny? I mean, this is weird. A guy worth $60 billion? $60 million would be a lot, but you multiply that times 1,000 to get $60 billion. $60 billion? And he's, well, we're going to go to a tweet from the president on the subject in just a moment. You, at first, initially, this is scary. You think, oh, that amount of money, that a Niagara Falls of money there in New York. But maybe not. Maybe a Niagara Falls of money is not enough to beat the greatest president in American history. The president tweets on that very subject. Let's go to it. So this will be tomorrow night. So you don't want to miss tomorrow night's show. I might be able to be boring tonight, but I won't be able to be boring tomorrow because we're going to have the president in Phoenix. We're going to have the demon rat clown car in Las Vegas. I mean, come on. Isn't that worth the price of your ticket to this show? let's see here. Here is the president tweeting today. I mean, he is tweeting a storm today. And this is very, you know, showing how much the president cares about people. He tweets. He tweets some wonderful things to the folks who were in the race the next day after his appearance. He says, Judge Jackson, that's Amy Berman Jackson, now has a request for a new trial based on the unambiguous and self-outed bias of the foreperson of the jury. Remember her? That's Tomika Hart, who's also a lawyer. Now get that. Tomika Hart is a lawyer. By the way, Madam Foreperson, you are a lawyer. You have a duty, an affirmative obligation to reveal to us, when we selected you, the existence of these tweets in which you were so harshly negative about the president and the people who support him. Don't you think we wanted to know that before we put you on this jury? Pretty obvious he should get a new trial. I think almost any judge in the country would order a new trial. I'm not so sure about Judge Jackson. I don't know. Now, who said that? This is a person that I've beaten up on the show here, but he acquits himself well in that comment. That's Andrew Napolitano. Good job, Andrew Napolitano. He's talking, you know, directly to the judge and calling her into question. I think almost any judge in the country would order a new trial. So he's making fun of her. Don't think that comment didn't get tonight to Amy Berman Jackson. And that's an actual request. She has to rule on it. Roger Stone's attorney has made that request. She's got to rule, yay or nay. A next set of tweets from the president. He says, these were Mueller prosecutors. I think he's talking about the people who went after Roger Stone and who are still going after him. And the whole Mueller investigation was illegally set up based on a phony and now fully discredited fake dossier, lying and forging documents to the FISA court and many other things. Everything having to do with this fraudulent investigation is badly tainted and, in my opinion, should be thrown out. Oh, this is more Napolitano. Even Mueller's statement to Congress that he did not. No, this is the president speaking. Sorry, I got to get my person straight here. This is the president speaking. Even Mueller's statement to Congress that he did not see me to become the FBI director again has been proven false. The whole deal was a total scam. If I wasn't president, I'd be suing everyone all over the place. But maybe I still will. Witch hunt. So, that's today. That's a treat. You know, a couple of years ago, we would have jumped for joy to see such a tweet. But we don't. It doesn't even get much of a reaction now because we're so used to such beautiful tweets. We take them for granted. There's a lot in that tweet. Now here's the president's opinion on the demon rat dumpster fire debate and primaries. The crooked DNC, remember it was the crooked DNC who bought and paid for the dossier. Hillary Clinton paid for it. Was it $25 million? I'm forgetting. It's been a while. This has been going on so long. But they paid beaucoup for the dossier. But now the same crooked DNC is working overtime, now I'm quoting the president, to take the Democrat nomination away from Bernie again. Watch what happens to the superdelegates in round two, a rigged convention. Now, the president has really thrown the gauntlet down right there for the demon rats. Because he's saying, I'm watching. We're all watching. Oh, you superdelegates, we're watching. Is this a rigged convention? What's going to happen on round two? Now, we all know what round two is. Round one is whoever the candidates come in with whatever delegates they've got. If somebody has a majority of the delegates, they will be the nominee. But in all likelihood, the way it's appearing, nobody's going to come in with a majority. There will simply be somebody is going to have a plurality, the largest vote getter. Who knows who that will be? But so the voting occurs on round one and nobody gets nominated. Well, as I understand it, the rules of the Demon Rat Convention, which are set by the demon rats themselves, declare for the moment that opens up on the second ballot the superdelegates who were not able to vote on the first ballot may now vote. Well, who are the superdelegates? Well, they are the demon rat insiders. That's why they were set up as superdelegates. They're a sort of, to use a phrase used by Peter Strzok and Lisa Page, they're another demon rat insurance policy to make sure that the people don't get to run the party and that the demon rat insiders do. So the superdelegates are your local county chairman, all your elected Democrat officials. I don't know what the full rundown is, but hundreds of Democrat insiders across the country. And then the president says a rigged convention. So he's saying it's going to be a rigged convention. That's a wonderful taunt of your enemy. Now, let's get to Roger Stone. The president talks about this. He says, well, no, he quotes himself again about Judge Jackson and quotes Napolitano. But then he says up here, let's get up to his most recent tweets. Ah, here's the one I'm looking for. And let me hit refresh. He's really going after Mike Bloomberg at the top here. All right, let's see what Scott we've got here. He says, well, first he posts a spoof video. I'll try to describe it right when we come back. Stay tuned.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
How would you like to earn an extra $10,000 or more a month from the comfort of your home? We show you how to win with a home-based business opportunity. This could be one of the best financial decisions you ever make. Work from home, full-time or part-time. Plus, you'll never have to talk to anyone. Our professional sales team closes all your sales for you, and you keep 70% of all the sales made. You could be earning money while you're sleeping, shopping, working out, wherever you are, day or night. Our system goes to work for you. You can make a great income without any special computer skills or sales training. Plus, you get paid fast, within just 24 to 48 hours after our professional sales team closes a sale for you. Let us help you eliminate your financial concerns. You could be earning enough money to pay off debt, buy a house, a car, or whatever the case may be. We've got you covered. If you'd like to add an extra $10,000 or more a month to your portfolio, and you would like to know exactly what we're doing and how we're doing it, go now to www.getstartedwithus.com. That's www.getstartedwithus.com. Again, that's www.getstartedwithus.com.
Some folks call me a rambling man. I do a lot of thumbing and kicking cans, and it wouldn't do an ounce of good to call my name. 'Cause daddy's name wasn't Willie Woodrow, and I wasn't born and raised in
no ghetto. Right, boy, a place to do my thing. Hey, we're back, folks. And never found a wealthy woman, but came close, actually. That's a story for another day. This is the Trump phenomenon, and we are enjoying the president's tweets. You know, here's a tweet from the president on corruption. And I'm then going to go to a very interesting chart I've never seen before, and I'll enjoy it with you. The president is tweeting away here. Let me find his tweets. Here they are. There's a picture here of Mike Bloomberg, and he's so short in this picture. There's got to be a lot of Photoshop going on here, but he's speaking to some kind of an organization or a group, and the podium is up around his eyes. So he's needing that box he wants to stand on in the debates tomorrow night. And then you see stuff falling. Like roof material and stuff is falling on his head. This is all Photoshop. And then we find out why there's ceiling plaster falling on his head, because Donald Trump or somebody's foot, I assume it's Donald Trump's foot, comes crashing through the ceiling and stomps Mike Bloomberg into dust. And anyway, it's funnier to see than to describe. But he talks about the corruption of Mike Bloomberg. He says this: What Mini Mike is doing is nothing less than a large-scale illegal campaign contribution. He is spreading, in ironic quotes, money all over the place, only to have recipients of his cash payments, many former opponents, happily joining or supporting his campaign. Isn't that called a payoff? Yes, of course it is. Mini is illegally buying the Democrat nomination. They are taking it away from Bernie again. Mini Mike. Mini Mike, major party nominations are not for sale. Good luck in the debate tomorrow night. And remember, no standing on boxes. Again, this, what a taunt. I mean, it's like everybody's going to be looking down at the floor to see if he's standing on some kind of a box. So, you know, he's probably better off to go out there and be short than to, anyway, pardon the pun, rise to the challenge from the president here. Isn't that beautiful? The president, he just knows how to, he knows the art of the deal, the art of winning. And now, speaking of corruption, Bloomberg, $60 billion. I looked up corruption during the break, and here's an interesting article of all places in this, speaking of corrupt places, how about Wikipedia? There's a corrupt place for you. But there's, you know, there are interesting facts here and there in Wikipedia, plenty of them, so I use it. Okay, of the, there is an article on corruption, and there is a chart of the most corrupt and least corrupt countries in the world. 180 countries are rated. So here's your quiz. This is a quiz for you folks. You ready? Of the 180 countries, name any of the bottom 10 most corrupt countries, 170 to 180, any of the 10. Okay. And okay. Now let's see if you got one. The most corrupt country on earth, Somalia, with a ranking of, well, it's basically zero. The next most corrupt, South Sudan, their neighbor, distinguished neighbor, with a similarly distinguished population. Then Syria, Yemen, Sudan, another neighbor. Afghanistan, Venezuela, North Korea, Libya. Thank you, Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama, for Libya. Guinea-Bissau, the Democratic Republic of the Congo, which is neither. Haiti, which has been helped so much by the Clinton Foundation, shows in their ranking here. Burundi, you get a free donut if you can point to where Burundi is on the map. Somewhere in southern Africa, south central Africa. The Republic of the Congo, again, which it's not. Those are the most corrupt nations on earth. Turkmenistan, interestingly, Iraq. Boy, thank you, George Bush and Barack Obama. We've got a great deal going in Iraq now. Chad and Cambodia. So those are the most corrupt nations on earth. Now, by contrast, where are we, by the way? That's interesting. I didn't. Where is the United States in this ranking? Now, I don't know who the ranking party is. I don't know who's doing this ranking. But I'm just going with it here to see where do we fit in. Looking for the American flag here. I'll find it for you during the break, and I'll give it to you right after. See you in a moment.
It'll still last 10 years like the show. Best of the free life is still yet to come. The good times ain't over for good.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Big John. Big John.
Every morning at the mine, you could see him arrive. He stood 6 foot six and weighed 245, kind of broad at the shoulder and narrow at the hip. And everybody knew you didn't give no lip to Big John.
Big John. Big John.
Big Bad John.
Big John.
Nobody seemed to know where John called home. He just drifted into town and stayed all alone.
We're back,
didn't
folks.
Didn't seem much. You're kind of quiet and shy. And
thanks for tuning us in. Now let's go in this corruption. It's called the Corruption Perceptions Index, and it's put up by a group that looks like a liberal group. It's called the Transparency International. But I'm going to go with this anyway. Guess who? Even by the perceptions of a liberal group, who are the least corrupt societies, nations, peoples in the world? I asked you to guess if any of the bottom 10, you probably got a couple of those. Surely, Somalia. So now I ask you to guess who's in the top 10. And actually, we're not. The USA is not in the top 10. We're close. We're number 23. But who's in the top 10, the least corrupt societies in the world? You think about that. And these are the countries where these are where you'd want your daughter to go look for a husband, or your son to go look for a wife, or these are the places you'd like to be exiled to, forced to live there. Okay, the top 10, the least corrupt nations in the world. What's at the very top? Well, You know, the first country I ever flew to, when I left the United States as a teenager on my Wanderlust, a silly, God, teenagers have such dumb ideas. But anyway, I got in an SAS jet with my, I sold my stamp collection and took all that money and bought an airplane ticket one way to Copenhagen, Denmark. And back in those days, you could do that kind of thing. I guess I had just turned 18. And I just got my passport and flew to Copenhagen. Well, hey, you know, I told you what it was like getting off a plane, you know, sitting in a park bench and just watch, you know, what's that song? Watching the girls go by. La di 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 di. Well, I've forgotten the tune. Anyway, yes, I thought I had taken an airplane ride to heaven. Now, by the way, watching the girls go by at the University of North Dakota is much the same, actually. But anyway, number one, Denmark, least corrupt. Number two, or tied for first place, another place you wouldn't mind being forced to go, New Zealand. Third, Finland. I once crewed on a Finnish freighter going across the Atlantic and through the Panama Canal to the Pacific, so I had firsthand experience with Finns. And so Finn, yes, I would vote for this. I would endorse this vote here. Finland, then Sweden. Yes, you thought, just as you thought, right? Then all you partisans for Switzerland. Yes. Then Norway. A lot of my family's blood is from Norway. Family names there from Norway. Then the Netherlands, Luxembourg. Iceland. Why are none of us surprised? These are the least why? Let us ask, why are these the least corrupt societies in the world? Even in the eyes of liberals, who would not tolerate for a moment the politically incorrect answers that all of us would give to that question as to why these are the least corrupt societies in the world. In other words, they're the best societies. These are the best. Liberals would come up with some sort of a very forced, convoluted, weird answer as to why they're the best, even in their own ranking. But why? Well, it's very simple. It's not where, it's who. The reason that Denmark is the best place is because of the Danes. New Zealand because of the New Zealanders. Finland because of the Finns, and Sweden the Swedes. Has nothing to do with the trees or sap from birch forest or the air or marine life. Has nothing to do with any of that. The smell of the tulips. No, it's the Swedes and the Swiss and the Norwegians, the Dutch, the Icelanders. Now, we come in, we actually appear here. Canada comes next. The UK gets a good rank. Australia, Austria, Belgium, Ireland, Estonia. Japan ranks highly. Yes, a good place. Why? Because it's a good people. A surprisingly white country, Uruguay. People don't know enough about the fact that Uruguay is, in fact, a European nation. And then here we are. At 23, the United States. And that we've been, let's see. Well, there you go. All right, let's go back to the president. Interesting there. You know, what political correctness is not saying what everybody knows to be the truth. And what are we? What are we politically incorrect, uncorrect, deplorable people? What are we? We're people who just, you know, we just... Hey, we don't know any better. We just say what's obvious. And that's what Donald Trump does. Of course we know better, but we just, actually the reason we say the truth is actually we have guts. We have the guts to say the truth. Let's go back to the president and see what he's tweeting away as we speak here, which he sometimes is doing. I can't wait till tomorrow, folks. that I can't wait to see. I've never heard Mike Bloomberg on the stage, the debate stage. And, an extra feature tomorrow night. You know that all five of the other people on the stage, Buttigieg, Sanders, Warren, Klobuchar, and Biden, are all going to be taking big whacks at Mike Bloomberg. They have to. So they're all going to, it's going to be fun. And how does Bloomberg behave under pressure on the stage? Also, will the interviewers, I've forgotten who is interviewing in the debate tomorrow night, but are they going to throw, the media is already showing that they want Bloomberg. So are they going to throw softballs to Bloomberg? Here's my bet. I'll bet you a dollar to a donut they do. They won't rough him up at all. But the other candidates on the stage, they'll take some shots at him. So let's see how that comes out. That's going to be a big, big deal tomorrow night. And then the president, at the very same moment, just down the road in Phoenix, short drive away from Las Vegas, he will be holding forth in front of probably 20,000 roaring, deliriously happy patriots. I don't see any more new tweets from the president. He puts up, today I don't see this in his tweets, but I heard it. He gave a press conference on the, I think under the wing or on the runway, I think at Andrews Air Force Base. And he mentioned Roger Stone. He said Roger Stone has been treated terribly unfairly. He said the same of General Mike Flynn. Terribly unfairly. I think this is a harbinger of a pardon to come. I think we'll see a pardon for Roger Stone. And on Roger Stone, he said he was treated terribly unfairly, but he has yet. Are you going to give him a pardon? He was asked. He says, well, he has to go through a process still. So the president's going to let the kangaroo court, fake judge, Amy Berman Jackson, do whatever sort of jackass stuff she's going to do. And, believe it or not, the Mueller persecutors recommended 9 years for almost 70-year-old Roger Stone in very ill health. But the revised recommendation was 4 years. Are you kidding? 4 years? And of course, he did nothing. He committed no wrongdoing of any kind. He did not commit anything that would cause you or me to be sent to the vice principal's office. That's what they used to do when I was in school. If you did something bad, for us boys, we went to the boys' vice principal, Mr. Mercer. Oh, those were the days. It was so wonderful. And I don't know what happened to the girls. The girls didn't do any bad things. So I don't know. That's why I don't know what happened to them, because the girls were so wonderful. They didn't do any bad things at all. It's only us boys. But the bad things we did were pretty tame. And I'll tell you this, what Roger Stone did was not as bad as the tame things that we boys did that got us sent to Mr. Mercer. And the he would be the guy. The boys' vice principal was always the guy with a Marine Corps crew cut haircut and a kind of a bull neck. just like an Irish, cop in terms of the physical presentation that caused peace in the land. Everybody behaved. So that is just going to be I can't wait till tomorrow night to see how that turns out. You think it can't get any better or can't get any more intense, but then comes tomorrow, and it does. What's the headline right now? Let's see, this was wonderful. Oh, I almost forgot to mention this. Chrissy Hynde. Some of you may not be familiar with Chrissy Hynde. You'll be here. This is Chrissy Hynde playing in 1995. And where have you heard this song? And then I'll tell you the rest of the story.
I went back to Ohio, but my city was gone.
What a genius.
There was no train station.
I love you, Chrissy.
There was no downtown. Somehow it had disappeared. All my favorite places. My city had been pulled down.
My city had been pulled down.
Reduced to rocket spaces. And always.
Oh, yeah. She's playing that rhythm. That's the lead guitar. But Chrissy Hynde, H-Y-N-D-E, she's actually playing that unforgettable rhythm guitar. And what a bass line. My city was gone. Chrissy Hynde. Now, where you've heard that, all of you patriots out there, that's the theme music from Rush Limbaugh, who was just honored with the Presidential Medal of Freedom by our favorite president, and at the State of the Union address. What a moment. What a moment. You could tell your grandchildren you were there. Where were you, Daddy? I was watching it. But Chrissy Hynde tweeted today thanking Donald Trump for giving the Medal of Freedom to Rush. It brings tears to my eyes. This wonderful genius, Chrissy Hynde, who's, you know, she's a hard rocker. This is just We'll come back to it. But she thanked the president, and I don't have it in front of me, her actual words, but she said, my dad, she said, thank you for honoring Rush Limbaugh. My dad, if he were still here, who fought at Guadalcanal, he and my mother loved Rush Limbaugh. And then she revealed why Limbaugh, you know, the people said, well, listen.
But my pretty country side would have been paved down the middle by a government that had no pride. The farms of Ohio had been replaced by shopping malls and Muzak filled the air.
Muzak filled the air. What a genius she is. And, you know, she's about 69 years old now. Just unbelievable how, you know, hey, the best are getting old. Anyway, she thanked the president for honoring Rush Limbaugh, thinking of her dad. And so the left and the Hollyweird crowd, they must be going berserk. They must be having apoplexy over this defection from Chrissy Hynde, who's showing she really is the rebel she is. She really is her own woman. And to hell with to hell with the establishment, left, whatever. And anyway, so she did that today, and that's wonderful. I haven't seen a response from the president yet. He's probably stunned himself. I'll bet you he's a big fan of Chrissy Hynde. And I'll tell you what. And Rush Limbaugh recognized her genius, too. And, you know, the story, if you go to that song, we'll talk about it some other time. she went back to her home, Toledo, and her city, or Akron, her city was gone. Her city was gone. And she's singing about how this establishment, this government we all live under, has wrecked our cities. She's singing about that.
But my family was gone.
My family was gone.
I stood on the back porch.
I stood on the back porch.
There was nobody home.
There was nobody home.
I was stuck in a vase.
Hey, we'll be right back, folks.
Through the dust and the smoke of this man-made hell walked a giant of a man that the miners knew well, grabbed a sagging timber and gave out with a groan, and like a giant oak tree just stood there alone, Big John.
Big John.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store, or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. It really does work like the review says it does. I cannot believe that after the first few days, I didn't feel as sluggish or clogged up. It has had a profound impact on my physical, emotional well-being. I'm skeptical as most people about products and their claims, and I never write reviews, but this is a wonderful product and I recommend it to everyone. Great product. It has brought my blood pressure from the mid-150s over the 80s to the mid-130s over mid-80s, along with diet and exercise in just the past couple of months. Excellent. Thank you, David. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey, thanks for tuning us in. Boy, I may not have a chance to get to you, Chris, there in Las Vegas, but lucky you, you're going to be at the Demon Rat Dumpster Fire debate. You'll be there. You'll be able to see the smoke rising from the auditorium. But I'll try to get to you. But let me finish with this great moment of this glorious moment. I've always loved Chrissie Hynde. I've always loved that song, "My City Was Gone." I've used it as a theme song on numerous radio shows. I might stick it into this show. I love it so much. Because there's so much truth in that song. But here's what happened today. The Pretenders singer, Chrissie Hynde, praised President Trump. Well, here, let me read her thing. An open letter. She writes her tweet. An open letter to President Trump, President of the United States. She says, "Dear Mr. President, I often think of how much my father, Melville Bud Hind, who proudly served his country as a Marine on Guadalcanal, would have enjoyed your presidency." Oh, my God. I'm glad I just lived long enough to read that. She said, "The other day when you gave that award to Rush Limbaugh, my father would have been so delighted. He loved listening to Rush." So did her mother. "Which is why I allowed my song, My City Was Gone, to be used on his radio show." She says, then she goes on later, asking the president to pardon Julian Assange, who's about to be extradited from London, I guess, to the United States. So she makes a plea for Julian Assange, and her argument is he's been punished enough, that she, you know, he shouldn't have been punished at all. But what he's gone through, his exile, living in that embassy, what was it, the Ecuadorian or the Bolivian embassy, is in London, you know, not getting dental care. The guy was suffering. That's punishment enough for any real or imagined violation of law. And anyway, just a beautiful tweet from Chrissy Hind. Can you believe that? And she's so beautiful still today. She's just incredibly beautiful. Her voice is still incredible. And, you're catching your host here just drifting off into daydreams of Chrissy Hind. I stood on the back porch.
There was nobody home.
There was nobody home.
I was standing amazed. My childhood memories,
She went back to Akron, and my city was gone. The family was white flight, folks. The destruction of our cities, all of them. Akron, Toledo, Columbus, Cincinnati, Cleveland, all of our cities, they've all been destroyed. Name one that hasn't. Name an American city that hasn't been destroyed. I challenge you. You can't. Wow. Let's talk about that sometime. Chris is in one of those cities that's been destroyed, Las Vegas. And we'll see you tomorrow night, Chris. I apologize for not getting to you. Don't miss the Demon Rat Dumpster Fire debate tomorrow night, folks, right here. So long.
Don't stop believing. Hold on to that feeling. Speed like Beaver. Don't stop believing. Hold on. Speed like Beaver.
Many people tell us about their experience with Extendivite. Just listen to what Glenn has to say.
Prior to taking it, I had diabetic neuropathy. The Extendivite reduced that significantly. Acid reflux was reduced. I had athlete's foot, very severe. Trimmed that down to about 75%. Dandruff, almost completely gone. I had occipital neuralgia at the base of my skull. I was having migraines, reduced by about 90%. Heart palpitations, my heart would kind of stall out. I would skip a beat. Very uncomfortable. And when walking from downstairs going to sleep, by the time I got to the bedroom, which is just one flight of stairs, my heart was pounding, coming out of my chest. My vision was blurry. This completely solved that problem. Great product. Thanks.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.